Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. I'm just driving to work here. Actually, I'm driving to meet a friend for breakfast, and it is a little bit earlier. Right now, it's 6:45, but we're continuing on in the Gospel of Luke, and there's just been some great insights into Luke's Gospel, and this one particular passage really is relevant to my life right now, so I loved it here. I'm going to read it in Luke chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." Luke 7, 22 and 23. I love this. So the message was to be relayed to John from Jesus that he's doing a work. Miracles are happening. Truth is being relayed. The Lord Jesus is working. And you know, sometimes even as Christians, we can doubt that, or we can wonder about that. We can go, "Lord, are you working? Like, what's going on here? I don't understand, or I'm not seeing results, or Lord, what are you trying to show me? I don't know." It can be difficult. And here's the thing, that God knows our hearts. He knows when we struggle with stuff like that, with questions like that. And he wants to assure us, I believe, he wants to assure us all the time. Like, "I am working. Look what I'm doing." And it's almost just, sit back and remember to remind yourself, look how God has worked. Look at what he has done. Look at the miracles that have gone on. Look at the truth that has been relayed. Look what's going on here. And it's pretty remarkable when you sit back and, you know, you remind yourself, or God reminds you, look at all I've done. Like, it's not just one or two things. It's like, I've worked in your life. I've done miracles in the community, in the city. I've helped those in desperate need. I've shared truth with those who are totally lost. Like, the list can go on and on, right? But Jesus wanted to make sure to relay this message to John that he was working. And again, I think that as humans, we often need reassurance. And God... And here's a cool thing about the Lord. Like, he gives you reassurance exactly, like, right when you need it. Like, in those moments where you're just wondering or doubting or skeptical or down or depressed or thinking, "I don't even know, Lord. What are you doing? Are you here?" Like, in the exact right moments, God gives you those bits of encouragement, those reminders. Like, look what I've already done in your life. This thing before you, in front of you, you know, it's nothing for me. I got it. I just love that. I just love that. And I love when Jesus says, blessed. Remember, blessed means, oh, how happy. So, how are you happy? You know, Jesus talks about the Beatitudes. He goes over a bunch of ways that you can be blessed through actions that you take. But this one is so true to home for me, especially recently. Blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Man, these days, you guys, people are offended by Jesus. They want to be a quote-unquote Christian, but they don't want to follow Jesus, and they don't want to obey or adhere to his ways. They don't want to change. They want to, "I am who I am, and also I believe in Jesus." No, that's not how it works. If that's the mindset, then you're probably not a Christian. You're not a Christian. The true believer will welcome change and refinement. Will welcome those moments where God convicts and repentance happens and spiritual growth occurs. Those are all good things, right? Those are signs of a genuine believer. But people are so offended, you know, by Jesus these days. you say the name Jesus, they freak out. They go, oh, I don't know. Let's talk about church. They'll talk about anything else. But when you talk about actual, like, salvation and Jesus and sin and repentance and all those things, there's some trepidation. There's some hesitancy. There's some people who are just like, ugh. And oftentimes it's because they're not walking with the Lord. They may not even be saved. People will be offended. Unbelievers, yes, but even so-called Christians. There's someone said, man, in the South, everyone's Christian, but no one is. And I was like, in the last four years since I've been in the Deep South, I definitely see that. Everyone calls themselves Christian. But there's not a lot of actual Christians, not a lot of actual believers in the South. A lot of people that preach church, that are all about community and hanging out, they don't have a saving knowledge of Christ. They're not allowing him to refine them or change them, and they don't care. Not a genuine believer. And that's incredibly sad. But even being a pastor, you know, at a secular job, is something that I'm constantly praying and looking for opportunities. And I do get opportunities to share the Lord and give out devotionals and talk about what God is doing, which I love. It's amazing. I'm not downplaying that. But there are other moments where just people knowing I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, you know, they make smirky remarks and think they're funny and really make light of God and make light of Jesus, make light of church, make light of all the spiritual. And usually those that do that are those who are in sin and don't care. And even those people call themselves believers. And I'm like, man, got to pray for them. And I'm reading a book right now. It's really good. It's called The Unsaved Christian. And it's actually about those who are cultural Christians, you know, especially in the South and around this area, that they all claim to be, you know, Christians. They culture-wise, it's just something they do, though. It's not real a real relationship. Yeah, here's the thing. In the book, basically, a couple chapters talk about you have to help them to realize that they're lost before they can actually be saved. Because a lot of the people that call themselves Christians, they don't even have a saving knowledge of Christ. They don't even know the Lord. And so you have to help them realize, hey, you're not saved. And it's like, man, this is crazy. Because everyone thinks they're saved. I mean, even starting and pastoring this church for the last few years, there's been a few people who were like, I don't even think I'm saved. You know, once they actually hear the gospel, once they actually hear the word of God being preached and everything, and the truth coming to light, they go, yeah, I'm not saved. I know a bunch of stuff about, you know, I know the stories. Everyone knows the stories, right? But it's like, I don't know the Lord. And which is awesome, because they came to that realization. But it's like, for cultural Christians, you have to help them realize, you have to help them come to the knowledge that, hey, you are lost. You're just going through motions. You know, you're a Christmas Easter Christian. Come twice a year to pay your homage to God and then go do your own thing. Live your life without him the rest of the time. And that's not how it is. That's not how God ordained it to be. People are actually offended when it comes to the truth, when it comes to reality of the Word of God, you know? When it comes to the name of Jesus, because it requires life change. And many people don't want to do that. And it's sad. Is there hope? Of course, there's always hope. I'm a big believer in that. There is always hope that people will accept Christ, be saved, and go from this cultural fake Christianity to an actual relationship with the Lord, and not just make light of it all, you know. But well, that was a tangent. But that has been fresh on my heart, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. People are going to be offended, but you know what? Don't be offended when you talk about Jesus. Do it boldly. You only have this one life, right? So it's like, live fully for the Lord. Put both feet in the kingdom of God and further his kingdom. Look forward, look up to eternity, and just live for God. Live for Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. It's a power of God unto salvation, the Bible says. It's true. It's amazing. Well, guys, I hope you have an amazing day. What day is it? Today's Friday. So, hope you have a blessed one, guys, and we'll have a good weekend. Be blessed at church, and we'll talk to you on Monday. God bless.